Tropical Storm Isaac has Republicans scrambling to reorganize portions of their convention for tomorrow. But residents in Haiti are recovering from damage the storm did there yesterday. At least six people are dead after Isaac blew through the southern part of Haiti. It caused severe flooding in its capital, Port-au-Prince. At least 350,000 Haitians still live in makeshift tents after the devastating earthquake there a year and a half ago. That 7.1 quake also ruined Haiti's National Palace, a historic structure roughly twice the size of the White House. The National Palace hasn't been a presidential residence for decades, but it's long been a symbol of Haiti's independence. The palace is scheduled for a complete demolition in the coming weeks. Photojournalist Swan Parker recently shot the remains of the National Palace for Reuters News Service, and she spoke with us earlier before Isaac hit. Swan, welcome to the program.
Oh, well, thank you for having me.
It's so haunting to see in these pictures something that was once this beautiful palace, just an extraordinary place in such a state of disrepair. What were some of the most haunting photographs for you?
I guess just looking at the cupola, which is so evident, and it's now a symbol of the state of the country. It's a symbol for the catastrophe that happened. But then inside that cupola, there's like a grand ballroom. So in my mind, I was constantly wondering, what was it like with some of the events that were there, some of the galas that they hosted, who might have been present, those things.
And the cupola is the giant dome that you see on the far side of the palace, and it's tipping over on its side. It looks like it's about to fall over any second now.
Yes.
How dangerous was it to walk around this former palace?
Actually, pretty dangerous. I was a little afraid to take some more in-depth pictures because of the instability of the structure. So kind of walking as gingerly as possible.
When we look at some of these pictures, which I'm looking at right now, and our listeners can see at NPR.org, there's something so arresting about seeing a staircase without any walls. You don't expect to see a spiral staircase covered in red velvet carpet, you know, without anything around it.
No, typically you do not, but everything has fallen down away from it. It was a staircase of grandeur. I mean, it wasn't just a regular wooden staircase that you can find in different areas of the palace. When I walked through, it had the carpet on it. So that obviously led to an area where it was highly visible for people to see, and it meant something.
What is your sense of how people feel about the palace at this moment?
It stands for Haiti's pride. So they consider it a great sense of loss. Their identity, so to speak, is it's lost. For the most part.
This palace is now slated to be demolished. Are you planning to shoot the demolition of the National Palace?
Yes, that is my intention. Just trying to get all the clearances and everything that will be necessary.
For you, when you close your eyes and you see the palace as you shot it, what is the image that comes to your mind first?
I would probably just say Haiti's national flag being lowered, and that comes to my mind at first.
Swan Parker is a photojournalist working in Haiti for Reuters, and you can see photos of Haiti's National Palace that Swan shot before demolition at our website, NPR.org. Swan, thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for having me.